Yes, sir.
This conference will now be recorded.
Okay, very good. Welcome, everyone, to the October 3rd, 2023 Educational Program Oversight Committee meeting. With that, we'll start with roll call. My name is Michael Beret. I'll be the chair for the meeting. Commissioner Don Brown on? I don't see Commissioner Brown. We'll wait for him. Commissioner David John?
I'm here.
Good morning. Commissioner Brian Langille?
I'm here.
Good morning. And Commissioner Brad Schiffer?
I'm on.
Good morning. Thank you, everyone, for joining. We also have in attendance from staff, Jim Hammers, Michael Clark, Thomas Campbell, Mo Madani, and Justin Vogel. Did I miss anybody else from staff? Hearing none, we will move into our first item for agenda. Let me just ask a question real quick to Mr. Campbell. We have four out of the five commissioners or the POC members. I'm assuming we meet our quorum?
Yes, you do.
Okay, very good. Thank you, sir. We'll start with the review and approval of the meeting agenda.
Make a motion to approve. This is David John.
Second, Langille.
Thank you. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you. We also have the review and approval of the August 8, 2023 meeting minutes. Do we have a motion on the August 8th? 2023 meeting minutes.
Schiffer will move approval.
Second, John.
We have a proper first and second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Thank you. The motion carries. Agenda item number four, the educational POC did not receive for consideration any accreditor applications or administratively approved updated courses. And so with that, we will move to item number five. We'll start with the Advanced Florida Building Code 8th Edition Common Codes and Standards Guideline. And Mr. Clark, would you walk us through this first course?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The course number is 1150.0. The course title is Advanced Florida Building Code 8th Edition, Common Codes, Standards, and Guidelines. The provider is CEI of America, Inc. The accreditor is JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. And the accreditation date was 9/19/2023. This is a one-hour instructor-led course that will offer an explanation of the Florida Building Code with the goal of locating and understanding commonly encountered codes. This course covers administrative responsibilities such as inspection requirements and occupancy classification, as well as technical responsibilities such as fire resistance and foundation requirements. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Now we're going to open up public comment this time. Hearing no public comment, we're going to close public comment and bring it back to the commissioners for discussion and a motion.
This is John. I make a motion to approve.
Schiffer will second.
We have a proper first and a proper second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion approved. Thank you very much. We'll move to course, the second course, Mr. Clark.
The course number is 1165.0. The course title, Advanced Course, Wiring for Building Repairs 2023 FBC. The provider is Electrical Training Resources, LLC. The accreditor is JC Code Construction Consultants, Inc. and the accreditation date is 9/18/2023. Now, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that addresses the scope and minimum requirements for electrical work performed as a repair. Repairs, as defined by FBC existing building, are considered in comparison to alterations. The presentation discusses selection of materials, replacement of receptacles and smoke detectors, repairs in patient care spaces, and repairs involving existing clothes dryer and compliant circuit. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. I will open up public comment at this time. Hearing no public comment, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the commissioners.
Shipper,
I make a motion to approve. This is John.
Okay, Shipper, are you second?
I'll second, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. So we have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark, if you'll walk us through our third course.
The course number is 1160.0. The course title, Advanced Florida Building Code, 8th Edition, Common Code, Standards, and Guidelines. The provider is Gold Coast School of Construction, Inc. The accreditor is JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. The accreditation date was 9/14/2023. This is a one-hour instructor-led course that will offer an explanation of the Florida Building Code with the goal of locating and understanding commonly encountered codes. This course covers administrative responsibilities such as inspection requirements and occupancy classification, as well as technical responsibilities such as fire resistance and foundation requirements. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment at this time. Hearing no public comment, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the commissioners.
Schiffer will move.
I make a motion to approve. This is Commissioner John.
All right, we have a first from Commissioner Schiffer, a second from Commissioner John. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you. We'll move to course number 1161. Mr. Clark.
The course number is 1161.0. The course title, again, Advanced Florida Building Code, 8th Edition, Common Code, Standards, and Guidelines. The provider is Gold Coast School of Construction, Inc. The accreditor is JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. And the accreditation date was 9/14/2023. This is a one-hour online course that will offer an explanation of the Florida Building Code with the goal of locating and understanding commonly encountered codes. This course covers administrative responsibilities such as inspection requirements and occupancy classification, as well as technical responsibilities such as fire resistance and foundation requirements. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment. Hearing no public comment, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the commissioners.
John, I make a motion to approve.
Schiffer will second.
We have a first from Commissioner John, a second from Commissioner Schiffer. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark?
Course number 1153.0. The course title, Advanced Florida Building Code, 8th Edition, Common Code, Standards, and Guidelines. The provider is CEI of America, Inc., creditor, JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc., and the accreditation date is 9/14/2023. This is a one-hour online course that will offer an explanation of the Florida Building Code with the goal of locating and understanding commonly encountered codes. This course covers administrative responsibilities such as inspection requirements and occupancy classification, as well as technical responsibilities such as fire resistance and foundation requirements. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. I will open up public comment. Hearing none, we'll close public comment. Commissioners?
This is John. I make a motion to approve.
Schiffer will second.
We have a first from Commissioner John, a second from Commissioner Schiffer. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark?
The course number...
Michael, can I make a comment, please?
Yes, absolutely. Go ahead.
I'm just curious. I like the courses, but I'm trying to understand why the same course is approved for CEI and also for Gulf Coast schools. I'm just curious why the same course is being approved for two different organizations.
My understanding, Commissioner, is that a company bought out Gold Coast School of Construction and CEI of America, and so both of the sub-companies, so to speak, want to use this course, so each one is presenting both an instructor-led and an online course. That's why there are four of the same descriptions of the course.
So you're basically saying it's a sub-company, it's a sub-company.
Commissioner John, could you restate that question? We couldn't hear you.
I think we lost him. He's on the road.
Okay. Well, we'll come back to him as soon as we have him back online. With that, if Mr. Clark, if you take us through course number 1147.
The course title is 2023 Advanced Building Code, 8th Edition, Mechanical Significant Code Changes. The provider is Southard Engineering, Inc. The accreditor is JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. And the accreditation date was 9/6/2023. This is a one-hour online course that will review the significant code changes in the 8th edition update to the 2023 Florida Building Code Mechanical as compared to the 7th edition 2020 Florida Building Code Mechanical. This is an advanced code course that covers the most significant changes in the 2023 Florida Building Code Mechanical and is designed for mechanical engineers. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Clark. I need to stop for a question real quick. Mr. Campbell, because we've lost Commissioner Johns, how does that affect our quorum?
You still have a quorum.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Thomas. With that, we'll open up public comment. Hearing no public comment, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the commissioners for discussion.
Schiffer will move approval.
Second, Langille.
Thank you. Commissioner Schiffer, Commissioner Langille. Do we have any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark, if you'll walk us through the next course.
The next course number is 1151.0. The course title, Advanced Florida Building Code, Building, 8th Edition 2023 Building Structural Summary Internet. The provider is AAA Construction School, Inc. The accreditor is Bill Dunbaugh, and the accreditation date is 9/5/2023. This is a one-hour online course that is a summary of significant changes from the 2020 to the 2023 Florida Building Code Building. This course is intended to familiarize licensed construction industry professionals, architects, building officials, building plans examiners, code inspectors, contractors, engineers, home inspectors, and interior designers about changes between the 20 and 23 editions of the Florida Building Code. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. We're going to open up public comment. Hearing no public comment, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the commissioners for discussion.
Schiffer will move approval.
Second, Langille.
Thank you, Commissioner Schiffer, Commissioner Langille. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark?
The next course number is 1152.0. Course title, Advanced Florida Building Code, Building, 8th Edition, 2023 Building Structural Summary Classroom. The provider is AAA Construction School, Inc. The accreditor is Bill Dunbaugh, and the accreditation date is 9/5/2023. This is a one-hour instructor-led course that is a summary of significant changes from the 2020 to the 2023 Florida Building Code building. This course is intended to familiarize licensed construction industry professionals, architects, building officials, building plans examiners, code inspectors, contractors, engineers, home inspectors, and interior designers about changes between the 2020 and 2023 editions of the Florida Building Code. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment. Hearing no public comment, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the commissioners.
Schiffer will move approval.
Second, Langille.
We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you. We'll move to course number 1148. Mr. Clark?
The course title for 1148.0 is 2023 Advanced FBC 8th Edition General Lighting Loads by Occupants. The provider is Jake Leahy's Electrical Code Connection. The accreditor is JC Code of Construction Consultants, Inc. The accreditation date was 8/25/2023. This is a one-hour instructor-led course that will look at the new 2020 NEC General Lighting Load Requirement. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment. Hearing none, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the commissioners.
John, make a motion to approve.
Hey, Commissioner John, you're back. Thank you.
Yeah, so Schiffer will second.
We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark?
The next course is number 1144.0. The title is 2023 Advanced Building Code, 8th Edition, Means of Egress. The provider is Titan Continuing Education, Inc. The accreditor is Bill Dunbaugh. The accreditation date is 8/8/2023. This is a one-hour online course that is designed to provide contractors, architects, and engineers with an overview of the technical requirements contained in Chapter 10, Means of Egress of the Florida Building Code, Building Volume. This course will also assist code users in identifying specific code changes that have occurred in the 8th edition, 2023 of the code, and to understand specific aspects of the changes. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment. Hearing none, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the commissioners.
Mr. John, make a motion to approve.
All right, we have a first from Commissioner Schiffer, a second from Commissioner John. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clerk?
The next course is number 1130.0. The course title is 2023 Florida Advanced Building Code Accessibility Scoping Requirements, 8th Edition. The provider is Vector Solutions. The accreditor is Bill Dumbaugh, and the accreditation date is 8/29/2023. This is a one-hour online course that covers the scoping provisions of the Florida Building Code Accessibility Chapter 2. We will discuss where the code is applicable, the vertical accessibility requirements, disproportionate costs, exceptions, accessible routes, parking, and the number of specific applications. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the method of course presentation was missing. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the EDPOC could motion to instead conditionally approve this course, subject to adding the method of course presentation.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Clark. We're going to open up public comment first. Hearing no public comment, we'll close that at this time and bring it back to the commissioners for a discussion.
This is Schiffer. I'll move
a motion to condition.
Move approval.
Go ahead.
I'll bow here.
Go ahead, Commissioner Schiffer. Could you finish
anyway,
your motion?
Anyway, move approval with the condition that they add the method of instructor.
Okay, do we have a second to that motion?
I'll second, Lane Gill.
All right, we have a first and a second to conditionally approve with the addition of the method of course
presentation.
Yes, sir. With that, is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. All right, thank you. Mr. Clark?
The next course number is 1131.0. The title is 2023 Florida Advanced Building Code Accessibility Application and Administration, 8th Edition. The provider is Vector Solutions. The accreditor is Bill Dumbaugh. The accreditation date was 8/29/2023. This is a one-hour online course that will discuss the accessibility provisions of the Florida Building Code. We will cover statutory provisions, the format of the code, the use of advisory comments within the code, and the application and administration of the code. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the method of course presentation was missing. As a result, I recommend denial because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the EDPOC could motion to instead conditionally approve this course, subject to adding the method of course presentation.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment. Hearing none, we'll close public comment. Commissioners?
Schiffer will motion approval with the addition of the course presentation method.
Second, Lane Gill.
All right, thank you. We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. And the motion carries. Mr. Clark, I would just recommend that Bill Dumbaugh obviously knows how to write the course. We've already approved several of his today. If you wouldn't mind reaching out to him just to point that discrepancy on those two courses, that would be great.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I already have.
I figured you had. Thank you. All right, we'll move on to the pending administratively approved updated courses for recommendation to the commission. Mr. Clark, if you'll walk us through course number 960.1.
The title of 96.10.1 is Advanced Florida Building Code, 2023, 8th edition, Building Swimming Pool Safety. The provider is Boss Construction School, the accreditor J.C. Coda Construction Consultants, Inc. The accreditation date was 8/31/2023. This is a one-hour instructor-led course that is designed to provide a summary of relevant FBC and NEC codes and standards, an overview of proper ground, as well as luminaire bonding, GFCIs, stray voltage. Additionally, we'll review proper maintenance, servicing, repair, and retrofitting. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment. Hearing none, we'll close public comment and bring it back to the commissioners.
John, make a motion to approve.
Schiffer will second.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner John and Commissioner Schiffer. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark?
Next is course number 962.1. The course title is Online Advanced Florida Building Code 2023 8th Edition, Building Swimming Pool Safety. The provider is Boss Construction School. The accreditor is J.C. Coda Construction Consultants, Inc., and the accreditation date was 8/31/2023. This is a one-hour online course that is designed to provide a summary of relevant FBC and NEC codes and standards, an overview of proper ground, as well as luminaire bonding, GFCIs, and stray voltage. Additionally, we'll review proper maintenance, servicing, repair, and retrofitting. As a result of the administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment. Hearing none, we'll close public comment. Commissioners?
This is John. Make a motion to approve.
Schiffer will second.
All right. Commissioner John and Commissioner Schiffer, is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. There are no pending administratively approved self-affirmed updated courses for recommendation to the commission. So we're moved to agenda item number 8, pending administratively approved self-affirmed updated courses for recommendation to the commission. And Mr. Clark, if you'll take us through course number 948.2.
The course title for 948.2 is Advanced Course Emergency Egress Lighting and Signage. The provider is Electrical Training Resources, LLC. The prior accreditor was Code Consulting Services, and the affirmation date was 9/19/2023. This is a one-hour instructor-led course that addresses requirements for the function and installation of luminaires intended to provide egress lighting and to indicate exit locations during an interruption of utility power. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment. Hearing none, we'll close public comment. Commissioners?
John, make a motion to approve.
Second, Langill.
We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark?
The next course is number 853.1. The course title is 2023 Advanced Training, Accessible Routes under the Florida Accessibility Code. The provider is J.C. Coda Construction Consultants, Inc. The prior accreditor was JDB Code Services, Inc. And the course affirmation date was 9/4/2023. This is a two-hour instructor-led course that is designed to provide building code administrators, plans examiners, inspectors, design professionals, and contractors with 2 hours of advanced building code training on the technical provisions contained in Chapter 4 of the 8th edition 2023 of the Florida Building Code Accessibility Volume Chapter 4 Accessible Route. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the code edition, 8th, should be added to the course title on both the syllabus and PowerPoint presentation. Also, the reference to the 7th edition in the course description should be changed to the 8th edition. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the Ed Poc could motion to instead conditionally approve this course, subject to adding the 8th edition to the course titles of the syllabus and PowerPoint, and changing the 7th edition to the 8th in the course description.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment. Hearing no public comment, commissioners? I would
make a motion to conditionally approve with the changes, with the add to the change the edition.
Thank you, Commissioner John. Do we have a second?
I'll second, Len Gill.
Thank you, Commissioner Langille. We have a first and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark?
The next course is number 854.1. The course title is 2023 Advanced Training, FMA/AAMA 200 Window Installation. The provider is JC Coda Construction Consultants, Inc. The prior accreditor was JDB Code Services, Inc., and the course affirmation date was 9/4/2023. This is a one-hour instructor-led course that is designed to familiarize code officials, design professionals, and contractors with an overview of the window and flashing installation requirements contained in the FMA/AAMA 200 Window Installation Standard, as referenced in the Building Code, Florida Building Code Residential Volume. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the 2020 reference in the course title, the syllabus, should be changed to 2023. The 2017 reference in the course description and learning objectives should be changed to 2023. The 2023 code edition should be added to the course title of the PowerPoint, and the 7th edition reference in the PowerPoint slide 5 should be changed to the 8th edition. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the Ed Poc could motion to instead conditionally approve this course, subject to updating the code references listed above.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment. Hearing none, we'll close public comment and bring it to the commissioners.
This is John. I would conditionally approve with the changes to the current code.
This is Brad Shipper. I'd love to second it, but my connection's been dropping and coming back, so I didn't hear the whole presentation.
Okay.
I'll second it, Lane Gill.
Okay, we have a first and a second. Commissioner Schiffer, do you have any questions that you want to ask?
No, I don't.
Okay.
But like I said, the connection's been dropping.
I understand. Okay, well, we have a proper first and a proper second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark?
The next course is number 629.3. The course title is 2023 Advanced Training, the Florida Accessibility Code Chapter 2 Scoping Requirements. The provider is JC Coda Construction Consultants, Inc. The prior accreditor was Bill Dunbaugh. The course affirmation date was 8/3/2023. This is a two-hour instructor-led course that is designed to provide building code administrators, plans examiners, inspectors, design professionals, and contractors with 2 hours of building code training specifically in the area of scoping requirements as contained in Chapter 2 of the 8th edition, 2023, Florida Building Code Accessibility Volume. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment. Hearing no public comment, we'll close and bring it back to the commissioners.
Commissioner John, I make a motion to approve.
And Schiffer will second.
All right, we have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Mr. Clark?
The next course number is 1098.1. The course title is 2023 Advanced Accessible Water Closets and Toilet Compartments. The provider is JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc. The prior accreditor was JDB Code Services, Inc. And the course affirmation date was 8-2-2023. This is a one-hour instructor-led course that reviews the technical provisions
for the design of... This conference will now be recorded.
Sorry about that. Yeah.
This is a one-hour instructor-led course that reviews the technical provisions for the design of accessible water closets and toilet rooms slash compartments as required under the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code Accessibility Volume. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. We'll open up public comment. Hearing no public comment, we'll close that and bring it to the commissioners for discussion.
Schiffer,
Commissioner Don, I make a motion to approve.
Okay, we have a first from Commissioner Schiffer, a second from Commissioner John. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark, would you present us your Education Administrator Activity Report, please?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The Education Administrator Activity Report contains a brief description of the normal activities of the administrator from July 25th, 2023, through September 25th, 2023, including staffing the ad hoc meetings and handling inquiries from a variety of sources concerning the Florida Building Commission's education program. Also contained is the training funding information for 2023-2024, which is being promoted by Building a Safer Florida. Mr. Chair, if there are no questions, that concludes the Education Administrator's Activity Report as part of the October 3rd, 2023 EDPOC agenda.
All right, thank you, Mr. Clark. Any questions? All right, hearing none. Is there any other POC business? We'll open up public comment, the final public comment at this time. We'll close public comment. Do the POC members or staff have any comments? All right, Mr. Clark, excellent job as always. Look forward to seeing everyone at our next meeting, and we are adjourned. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Thank you.